Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Among the developments when it comes to the coronavirus at this hour, the National Security Council says there is no truth to rumors that a national quarantine is coming to combat the outbreak. It says a text message rumor of a national quarantine is fake. There is no national lockdown. Meanwhile, the Senate today is expected to take up a coronavirus relief bill to help workers and businesses impacted by it. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying he has a general idea about how much it's going to cost, but he can't say for sure.
It's hard to model some of these things because you don't know how many workers are going to be home.
At last night's Democratic presidential primary debate, Joe Biden said he'll pick a woman to be his running mate. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
More from last night's Democratic presidential primary debate that was moved from Phoenix to Washington, D.C. because of concerns about the coronavirus. Also, there was no live audience. But candidates Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden went on with discussions of many issues, including immigration. Here's Bernie Sanders.
These are good people, and yet they're living in terror. And we have got to end that terror, end the ICE raids, and move toward a path toward citizenship.
And Joe Biden making this pledge.
In the first 100 days of my administration, no one will be deported at all. From that point on, the only deportations that will take place are commissions of felonies in the United States of America.
President Trump tweets yesterday that he is, quote, strongly considering a full pardon for his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn. The retired general has been trying to take back a guilty plea concerning lying to the FBI about contact with Russian officials. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
The president made calls for days for the nation's central bank to take action in the face of the coronavirus outbreak. Now he's pleased that the Fed has done so.
It just happened minutes ago, but to me it makes me very happy. And I want to congratulate the Federal Reserve.
President Trump praising the Fed for dropping interest rates as part of the country's coronavirus response.
For starters, they've lowered the Fed rate from what it was, which was 1 to 1.25. And it's been lowered down to 0 to 0.25 or 0.25. So it's 0 to 0.25. That's a big difference. It's quite a bit, about a point.
The president speaking in the White House briefing room.
In addition, very importantly, the Federal Reserve is going to be purchasing $500 billion of treasuries.
That report from Rob Olunsky. And two brothers from Chattanooga, Tennessee, who'd stockpiled hand sanitizer with the hopes of selling it for big profits, are now deciding to donate it after all. Matt Colvin has since apologized for buying thousands of bottles of sanitizer with his brother Noah. Amazon pulled their listing after they had sold several hundred bottles of it with prices up to $70 each. But after nationwide criticism of their entrepreneurship, they're now saying they'll donate the bottles to people who really need it across their state. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez. Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got the one and only Dan Perkins with us. Dan is the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author and columnist, and syndicated radio host. And, of course, we're talking coronavirus and some suggestions that Dan has for Mr. Dear President. Hey, Mr. Dan, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you, and I hope you're well.
Yes, I am. You know, we were supposed to be leaving, heading west all the way to Hawaii eventually over the next couple of weeks, but that is being put on hold for obvious reasons.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what's going on, and I have to tell you, Bill, I just don't see the forecast. I mean, here we are. I'm on the Johns Hopkins site, which is supposed to be the best on the whole internet. Mm-hmm. We're showing in the United States 3,774 cases and 69 deaths, of which 42 were in Washington, which says that we have 27 deaths in the other 49 states.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I think this is such an enormous overkill. I'm just amazed at what's going on.
Well, the problem we got, Dan, is this whole environment is so politicized that it's common sense has to take a back seat to all the political punditry, the second guessing, and you know, this is part of the stuff. I mean, originally when the coronavirus came out, we purposely, you know, kind of thought, well, we're going to be ginger about it because there's still so much to understand, and you don't know why. So we were, purposely reticent and deliberate about our approach to coronavirus. I still am rather cautious about it. I think that at this point right now, you're better, you know, to err on the side of precaution only because of, just the environment and the perception that's out there. That's just me. But go ahead with your letter to the president.
Well, it just seems to me, Bill, that if we look at the nature of the response of the world, and more specifically the United States, based on the numbers that I said, I'm looking at the Johns Hopkins site showing right now, showing 69 deaths, 42 in the state of Washington, which means that if you take 42 from 69, you're looking at 27. Mm-hmm. There are 27 people who have died in the rest of the 49 states. However, that's not even true because only 12 of the 50 states have had any deaths. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at 38 states that have not had a death yet. And every day we go without this surge says to me the likelihood of us not getting the surge increases.
Mm-hmm.
When I can see this that everybody's talking, I mean, so the commentary that I wrote a couple of weeks ago addressed the issue of, wait a minute, we have the CDC, who reports the flu numbers, reported from October 1st to February 15th that we had between 29 and 41 million people infected with the flu virus. We had 500,000 people that went to hospitals, mm-hmm. and we had approximately 41 million people who died. 41,000 people who died so
yes.
far. And we're talking about 69
mm-hmm.
in this situation, and 3,774 versus 41 million that had the flu virus, and we didn't muster this kind of response from the flu virus.
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. so that's, and I look at, you know, what we're doing with all the stuff that we shut down, with all the sporting events and the restaurants and the theaters and on and on and on, and schools. I think it's such an enormous overkill. And then the question really becomes, Bill, let's suppose for conversation's sake that I'm right, that this is a gross overkill. Then all the money that's being spent for this overkill, which we have to pay for as taxpayers, who gets the blame for overreacting? Is it the president? Is it the Congress? Is it the news media? Who takes the hit for an overreaction to this particular situation? I don't know, but somebody has to. So going on, what I said to the president, I said, look, when we now know that at least 95% of the pharmaceuticals that we consume in the United States comes from China, and almost 100% of the medical plastics comes from China, we better realize that we have a national security problem, because the Chinese have already told us they can stop the supply going to America anytime.
Exactly. Yeah, they've threatened that. That's for sure. Yeah.
So I'm saying to the president, we need to create economic empowerment zones all over the United States that allow the pharmaceutical company to bring those processes and jobs and products back to the United States. And the first place that we could go is to the place where we used to have a lot of American pharmaceuticals manufactured, and that's in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
They had two successive hurricanes that really destroyed the infrastructure. But we have that possibility. We have people. We should begin to make ourselves no longer dependent on mm-hmm. China for our medical supplies. And doing so will create thousands and tens of thousands of new jobs in America.
Exactly. And I think this is where people are seeing, Dan, America first works. And we can be thankful. Again, I've maintained what this president has been able to do. He's been such an exposing agent on all these issues. I mean, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, are you going to tell me that under a Hillary Clinton administration or a Joe Biden administration that we would have realized that China was in control of all this?
Right. No, we wouldn't have. Absolutely not. And in the debate last night, did you hear any discussion by either of the two candidates suggesting
no.
that we should bring the manufacturing of pharmaceuticals back to the United States? Not a word. Nothing.
No. Yeah.
Number two, the president needs to create a cabinet-level task force to look at the other sectors of the U.S. economy and look at the supply chain and see where we have national security exposure of so much of a percentage of whatever those departments need that comes from China, so that we need to start bringing those jobs back to the United States.
And, exactly. Well, we made a move with steel. We're bringing steel back, right? I mean, and this is one of the early moves that President Trump has made. So, yes, he needs to continue to go along that line and right on with your suggestion, Dan.
Right. So
more from Daniel Garza after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Russian independence, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Dan Perkins continues with us as we are going down his detailed opinion about coronavirus and some suggestions. And I think they're well thought out. And they're right on point, Mr. Dan. We covered one and two, and you were starting to give us number three. So let's go on, pick it up from there.
Number three is that the as somebody who's been involved in the markets globally for almost 50 years, this 1,000-2,000 point swings a day in the markets, the Fed went to zero last night, functionally cutting interest rates 100 basis points, put money in the economy. All of this, I think, is just craziness. And so what happens, we're unique as a country. Many, many decades ago, Bill, I happened to be involved in creating the first global government bond mutual fund. And I've worked with Lombard Odier&C in Geneva, Switzerland. And I was having dinner one night with Mr. Lombard, and I said, what is the difference in your mind between investors and Swiss investors? And he said, in a word, he said, fear. And I said, what do you mean? He said, Americans make decisions based on emotions, fear.
Mm.
The Swiss make decisions based on facts. And I've never forgotten that. And as I have managed money and continue to manage money, I do not allow the emotion of the moment to make fundamental decisions to sell out of stuff. And so what I'm seeing is that as there are many different opinions of how bad or mild or medium the coronavirus is going to be, you've got all kinds of speculation about what's going to happen to the economy, what's going to happen to the capital markets. And so I'm suggesting to the American people, we need an objective measure to see what's happening. If we look at the Johns Hopkins website, and it's telling us that there have been 69 deaths in the United States, 42 of them in one state and almost one city, the state of Washington. Then we got to find a way to objectively look at what's going on in the economy. I suggested to the president that we need to push the every Thursday morning at 8:30 jobless claims report. This is a statistical analysis of what's happening in real time in the economy in terms of people filing for first-time jobless claims.
Mm-hmm.
Last Thursday, one side of a segue, a week ago last Friday, we had the February jobless numbers, and we created 275,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate was at 3.6, and they revised the previous 2 months up another 100,000. So we have now, as of last Thursday, we had 211,000 people on initial jobless claims.
Mm-hmm.
It was down 4,000 from the week before, which was the lowest level, Bill, since 2016, before Donald Trump took office.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So if we just watch the number, if we watch what happened, I fully expect that all the decisions that we've made that it will go up. But what's really weird is that I don't think it's going to go up like a lot of pundits are talking about.
Exactly.
I don't expect it to go off the chart. In fact, there was an article over the weekend that Kroger, which owns a bunch of different grocery store chains all over the country, is desperately trying to hire people to come in and stock the shelves of the grocery stores because there's such high demand.
Exactly, especially the toilet paper aisles. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is that people, you know, in America, we are peculiar. I mean, let's just, you know, you go, and even now, I mean, we went down to a local Publix, and I couldn't believe how empty the shelves were, and thinking, wait a minute, it's not even hurricane season. You know, and you know how it gets here in Florida during that period of time.
Sure.
But, yeah, there's something, you know, just about, in fact, it was funny, Dan, because our priest at our local diocese, his brother's in town, and he's staying at the rectory in the guest room. And Father says that he took an inventory of the toilet paper there in the guest room just to make sure that his brother didn't take off water rolls the toilet paper.
There was a great story in Australia where this family decided they needed to stock up on toilet paper, so they thought they ordered 48 rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And what they ordered 48 cases.
Oh, wow.
Of toilet paper. 48 cases.
Take care of that.
So, so he's got it for the next couple of decades. The point is that what's important is that we really have a situation where I think that we've gone into a panic mode.
Mm-hmm.
The president is trying to do whatever he can to instill confidence along with the vice president. But you've got a mainstream media that's just, this is worse. To me, this is worse than Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The attack on him and clearly the decision to close the border to people coming from Chinese coming in has worked.
Yes.
And I think the reason why we're not in we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, we're eighth in the world
mm-hmm.
in terms of cases.
Yes.
Not eighth in the world in terms of death, but eighth in terms of cases. But again, the news media is doing a terrible job of communicating to us, the American people, what's going on.
Well, Dan, let me ask you this. What does it say about the overall health of Americans? I mean, you got to start with that in terms of fact, in terms of, you know, the universe that you're dealing with. We know these European countries in some of these areas. I mean, you know, when it comes to health and their quality of health and health care, they're immediately vulnerable just on the surface. But you got to consider the universe here in America, by and large. You know, and again, this I don't have the stats right in front of me, but it seems that by and large, America's fairly healthy as an overall consideration.
No question about that. And the other thing that the mainstream media is trying not to cover at all is that if you look at now, they're talking about Europe being ground zero, where China was ground zero, now Europe is ground zero. What does it say about the, quote, universal health care system of Europe that Bernie's been talking so much
exactly.
about?
Yeah, that and the open borders.
Right. They don't want to talk about those issues. I mean, it's just amazing. But again, if you look at Italy, which is now number two behind China in terms of number of cases, their health care system is not anywhere near what we have. The ability of people to get care is greatly diminished, and they have the oldest age population in Europe, and maybe perhaps the oldest age population in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The average age of the person who becomes infected and dies with this coronavirus is 81, and so. But the healthcare isn't working for the universal healthcare is not working for them in Europe. We've got governments who've decided to close everything down, period. Everything. Restaurants, bars, any kind of a meeting, all sporting events, everything's being shut down. And there are implications in terms of the economy. But we're also dealing with, I have, of four sons, three of them married with children, and my youngest son, he has just turned his child turned four, and he lives in Summit, New Jersey.
About 40 seconds left here, Dan. Go ahead.
Schools have been closed for 30 days, and he and his wife have to figure out who's going to stay home, who's going to give
exactly.
them to take care of the 4-year-old. Of course, daycare is gone; it's not going to be there.
Well, we got to wrap it right there, Dan. So, in summary, 10 seconds summarizes what we need to do here.
Take a deep breath and pay close attention to our elderly relatives to make sure that they have food. And if they need to get somewhere, make sure you can get them. But pay attention to Grandma and Grandpa.
And pay attention to the facts, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Perkins right here with Bill Martinez. Thank you, Dan. Take care, buddy.
You're welcome, sir.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Labs' 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Among the developments when it comes to the coronavirus at this hour, the National Security Council says there is no truth to rumors that a national quarantine is coming to combat the outbreak. It says a text message rumor of a national quarantine is fake. There is no national lockdown. Meanwhile, the Senate today is expected to take up a coronavirus relief bill to help workers and businesses impacted by it. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying he has a general idea about how much it's going to cost, but he can't say for sure.
It's hard to model some of these things because you don't know how many workers are going to be home.
At last night's Democratic presidential primary debate, Joe Biden said he'll pick a woman to be his running mate. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, great to have you here for the ride. You know, we come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're going to be talking with Bobby Haig. He's a military vet and patient, and he's accompanied by an expert physician, Dr. Krishna Komanduri, the chief of transplantation and cellular therapy with the hermatology oncology at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. But a little background on Bobby. He served in the U.S. Army Special Operations Unit for 33 years, was deployed numerous times, providing 19 years of active duty for his country. Now, it's safe to say Bobby lived a fascinating but dangerous life, though he had done and seen it all. Well, that's what he thought anyway, and that was until he was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 47 as he approached the end of his prominent military career. Bobby thought something might be wrong when he had difficulty swallowing for several weeks and nothing helped make the pain go away. Bobby's doctors discovered a tumor on the base of his tongue and diagnosed him with a type of advanced B-cell blood cancer. After going through his first round of treatment, Bobby went into remission. A year and a half later, Bobby's cancer returned. He was treated again, and less than a year after that, his cancer relapsed yet again. To talk more about his story and the future is Bobby Haig and Dr. Krishna Komanduri. Bobby and Dr. Komanduri, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Thank you. Very, very pleased to be here.
Well, Doctor, first, after giving a little bit of background into Bobby's story, tell us, what is advanced B-cell blood cancer?
So B-cells are healthy white blood cells that produce antibodies that help us fight infection. But occasionally, these cells in their normal process of multiplying can acquire changes that make them cancerous. And that can lead to groups of blood cancer. One is a leukemia that can be very fatal in children and young adults, the most common form of leukemia. And in adults, we can develop cancers of the lymph nodes that we call lymphomas. And Bobby and others have a form of B-cell lymphoma that, again, looks like a cancerous counterpart of healthy B cells. These are diseases that increase in incidence as we age. Fortunately, about 60 to 80% of the time, they can actually respond to and be cured by chemotherapy. But when patients have failed multiple lines of therapy, as Bobby can tell you about his own story, they've become very unlikely to be treated by chemotherapy and are likely to die.
Well, Bobby, I gave a little bit of background on your story. I want you to add to, this is your story. And how does it feel to have more time with your family and old Army friends now?
So it feels wonderful. You know, family time is something you can't replace. And I felt like I lost a lot of time over 33 years of service, but that's certainly my focus now. And I feel like that the treatment part has given me more time. It's been 3.5 years since my treatment, and we're going strong today.
You know, 33 years serving our country, and we thank you for your service, you know, for the freedoms that we enjoy and your dedication. And I got to imagine your military career and foundation has helped you in this battle with cancer, has it not?
Absolutely. The military focus is largely on resiliency training. As you can imagine, since 2001, they've worked very hard to develop a program for resiliency for all the military service members. And that's simply, you know, we do that through teaching soldiers, taking them to facing unlikely situations or situations that they would not normally see, and teaching them to look through that situation to a positive outcome. So we focus quite frequently on resiliency training with our soldiers, and I think that that training has helped me in this as well.
Exactly. Well, Doctor, explain, if you would, to our audience, how does CAR-T cell therapy work in the body?
Oh, thank you. So unlike chemotherapy, where we're typically, again, giving multiple medications to patients, what we're actually doing is harnessing the power of an immune system. So we actually remove white blood cells through a quick and relatively painless process that takes a few hours, returning red blood cells and other cells to the body. Those white blood cells are then shipped off to a central laboratory where they're actually genetically modified to make now a new receptor or something that helps to target the cells like a GPS on the surface of their cells. They're also expanded so that a few cells drawn from the body become many millions of cells, and then they're shipped back to the cell therapy site. We give a little bit of chemotherapy to the patients, typically over 3 days as an outpatient, and then in one tiny little infusion that goes in over about 15 minutes, the modified, now smart T-cells are infused into the body. They go in just like smart bombs or when we navigate with our GPS and find and attack cells only that have the surface receptor that's on the B-cell cancer. And they very commonly search and destroy those cells. So just to give you a sense, that, as I said, patients who were in the situation where Bobby had had chemotherapy, he failed that, he had and radiation, he had a stem cell transplant with his own cells, which often can cure patients, but he failed that. At the next line of therapy, he would have had a 5 to 10% chance of responding to chemotherapy. Well, about 80% of patients who get CAR-T therapies in just this one infusion respond to the therapy. About half of the patients who are treated have their cancer go completely away. And the vast majority of those, about 40% of the patients who are treated at 2 years now with the approved product, appear to be cured of their cancer. And Bobby, at 3.5 years out, is almost certainly cured of his cancer. And so it's a dramatically different likelihood of cure. And again, a completely different form of therapy. We're using engineered immune cells from the patient's own body instead of the chemotherapies that are poisonous but do work. But this is a completely different, it's like a paradigm shift in the way that we approach the treatment.
Well, you mentioned chemotherapy. I got to imagine the side effects are quite different with CAR T cell therapy as opposed to chemotherapy, right?
There are. are. We don't get the chemotherapy associated nausea or hair loss. The chemotherapy that's given before CAR T therapy is very mild. There are some things that are unique because white blood cells, for example, when we respond to the flu, cause inflammation as they search and destroy their targets. It does cause fever in the vast majority of people. There are a subset of patients who get very unstable, actually need ICU care, can become short of breath, and a subset of patients will actually have confusion. We don't know why that occurs, but it can occur for several days or a week. The good thing is that at centers like ours that are very experienced in delivering these therapies, we know how to recognize these unique side effects, which are different than other cancer treatments, and how to intervene and usually keep people quite safe. So,
right.
So these typically respond within a week or two.
Well, this is awesome. Bobby, it almost sounds like you got little Pac-Men that have been released in your body, and they're just chomping up all these bad cells, right?
Absolutely. I definitely like it when Dr. Commodore uses the term smart mom. I can definitely understand that,
right.
That theory.
Exactly. Well, Bobby, let me ask you, why are you sharing your story with CAR T cell therapy through the My T Heroes campaign?
So I'm telling my story because storytelling is a large part of military culture. We use that storytelling to build confidence in our junior soldiers, to show them understanding, and to really show them that someone has been where they're going and has succeeded and with a positive outcome. So we use storytelling as a big part of just building confidence with our junior soldiers. I hope to do the same thing with my CAR T story. I've been there. I have looked at CAR T. I've received CAR T. It has been, for me only, it's been a very positive outcome. And if I can help one person, by telling a story, it would be worth it.
Where can they go to find more information about these therapies and hear stories like Bobby's and more information?
Yeah, it's great. Less than 20% of people who need these therapies are getting them. So we want to direct them to two sources. My-letterTheroes.com, and then the website of our cancer center has a specialized website devoted to this. It's sylvester.org/CART.
Well, Dr. Krishna Commodore, Chief of Transplantation and Cellular Therapy, Hermatology Oncology at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, and Bobby Hagee, a military veteran and patient. Both of you, thank you so much for being with us. Bobby, stay well.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
And did he add impervious to the coronavirus? Because he's just that way. He's got more of an attitude than the coronavirus. It's the way it goes. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. But surely we jest. And we only jest because sometimes, you know, all that we're dealing with, you know, attitude and, you know, a spirit of faith can go a long way. And hopefully you were encouraged earlier when we talked with the survivor in Taiwan. I mean, kind of amazing, the news there. We're not hearing about it from the mainstream media, certainly. Taiwan went through a 30-day period of time. They're on the other side of it. It's something like 57 cases, something like that, and only one death is what they experienced. But they were really proactive in making sure they do the common sense sort of things. I want to bring Adam Holtz on with us right now from Focus on the Family. Adam, you know, so much of what we're dealing with here really requires common sense.
Yeah.
And when there is much fear running around, of course, this is what you've got to observe this for just a moment. You know, these people who are in leadership, whether it's our government, mainstream media, how they're serving the public. Yes, this is a serious thing. We need to take it seriously. But we don't need to be hyper-alarmist because of the political environment and because everybody's looking to see, you know, like the traditions that the Democrats have held to, not to let a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
So you got to keep an eye on what they do and how they open up the coffers and what they access at the people's expense in much the same way they did to us at 9/11.
Right. No, that's right. And I think common sense goes a long way. I'm actually home this morning, not only because we're home in general, but I've probably got influenza.
I've been nursing
a high fever. And you know, you just got to cover your mouth, clean up after yourself, you know, wipe your stuff off.
Constantly wash your hands, you know.
And
do that other thing that is so hard. I mean, don't tell me to keep my hands off my face.
Right.
Because as soon as you do that, then I catch myself. You know?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So, you know, that stuff is, but yes, common sense, social distancing, all those good things. And of course, the theaters around the world, for that matter, practice social distancing. Big hit. You know, I think probably when was the last time that we saw returns at the box office as low? I think, I think they're saying a 20-year low of only $55.3 million overall domestically.
Yeah, it was 1995, actually. So,
right.
And honestly, why would you go to a movie right now?
Right.
Unless you're a thrill seeker. Under the best of conditions, movie theaters aren't exactly clean places.
Mm-hmm.
So people are staying home, and I won't be a bit surprised if in the coming days we see, non-essential businesses like theaters closed. Certainly that's happening in lots of other places overseas. So we'll just have to see how it rolls out. And I think, as you were saying, I think hand in hand with common sense is, let's take a big step back and let's take a deep breath. And the reality is I can't think of anything in recent human history, and maybe ever, that affected the entire world simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all in this together. And
exactly.
There probably will be opportunities to love, to serve, to take care of people, to trust God as we move forward, because I think we're in uncharted territory, and I think we're a ways from hitting bottom on this. But what
I've been pointing out, Adam, unlike what happened in 9/11, there was still some remnant of where people could put down their partisanship and still come together for the sake of all America. Right now, the temperament that has been spewed and promoted by the mainstream media and all these other, radical polemics, it's been dangerous because we see ourselves, kind of still huddled and siloed, as Dr. Wilfred Riley would declare it, and I think that's a great term for it, that, I can only hope and pray like you that there is a coming together, because the fact of the matter is with things like this, we are the first defense. We individuals are the first defense to something like this. And we're all in this together, and just like this one gal that said in Taiwan, it really brought their communities together to realize, hey, look at we got through it. I mean, in a minor sort of way, but along kind of the same line of thinking is kind of what happened after World War One and World War Two.
Right. No,
we were all involved, right? And
yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah. So that, like you, I'm hopeful that we can put the partisanship aside for a moment and think of, first of all, ourselves, our families, our neighbors. And as you say, I think there's some great stories to be written and that we will hear about in the days ahead of where people just served.
Yeah. Well, and the church has risen to the occasion in the past. And, and even in the Roman Empire, when there were plagues, it was Christians who went in and served people. And that
exactly.
That was a remarkable witness to selflessness and to love. And, we live in a time, Bill, and just to opine for a second, where it's so natural to focus on our own needs first. And that's the human condition, but I think it's certainly the 21st century American condition, too. And this challenges us with that. So I'll stop there.
Well, no, you're exactly right. But again, see, all this I say is to, I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference. Okay, now we're going through a new experience. So how is this going to reorientate your preference and what you want for yourself as an individual, for your family, and your neighbors?
Right.
So this is a time for us to take assessment.
Absolutely.
When you think about Ebola, to your point, who was it that ran in there and took on? It was people of faith.
Absolutely, it was. And to your point, just to segue to media stuff, even in my family, you spend the first couple days binging on Netflix, and then you're like, well, they're saying our kids may be out of school for the rest of the year.
Right. Wow.
We can't watch 6 or 8 movies a day. What does it look like to relearn? I mean, not 6 or 8, but you know what I mean.
No, I understand.
What does it look like to relearn what it means to live? And
yes.
I think we're so bombarded by all of this media and technology that I actually think there is an opportunity here for a pretty big reset.
Yes.
Because we're going to have the opportunity to do that.
We're going to, as this one gal from Taiwan said, it helps you reorientate what's most important to you and who
absolutely
is most important, including the God you serve,
exactly,
which I think is just, gives us all a lot of encouragement. especially for those of us who are faith-driven.
Yep.
And this is because, look, this is no big surprise to God, believe it or not, the memo to the rest of the world. So here it is, and we need to learn some things and keep an eye on things. But I say keep an eye on your politicians to make sure they don't go too deep into the coffers. I was really upset and expressed my upsetness, if I can put it that way, to both Senator Blackburn when I met with her, and then also with Senator Scott, that you got to hold the line on this. You cannot allow people to come in just because the vault is open and start taking the people's money
right.
for their own personal projects. I mean,
right.
this needs to be focused, and there are things that we need to do to help people and move quicker. I've maintained the states were really quick to declare a state of emergency because it allowed them to access
get the
funds
money that way.
Immediately. Okay,
yeah.
So what about downline, everybody, employees, whose businesses aren't healed enough to continue to pay them while they're furloughed? You know, it's like, oh, you got to wait 6 to 8 weeks to file. No, this is an emergency situation,
right.
and these people need the money now. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they've already paid into that fund. So it's not like you're having to create a whole new budget, are you?
Right. No, that's exactly right.
I don't know. To me, that makes too much sense, I guess. I don't
know. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like anything else. I mean, you have that money there. But the other thing, too, I was thinking about this earlier, in terms of, and we need Ramsey on here right now to talk about this, because he's always promoting that we have, 3 to 6 months worth of savings.
Right.
And I think this will remind everybody how important savings is, that you have some of these families that are saying, man, I'm dead in the water. I don't know what to do here.
Well, not only are we dead in the water, we're leveraged with big houses and big cars
exactly.
and big everything
right.
else. And, you know, frankly, I'm as susceptible to that temptation as anybody.
Right.
But it's going to be a reckoning, and I think it's going to be extraordinarily painful.
Well, and we need to do something, whereas, again, we the people, this is our government, and we can incentivize people, because we have not been traditionally, when you look at the numbers, we are not traditionally a savings company country.
No.
And we need to promote savings to where people can save money and have, even if we say, hey, look, you got a minimum of 3 months worth of money saved. If you do that, that's, it's non-taxable, whatever, something that incentivizes them to put money away. I know we have 401ks and stuff like that, but you need something of immediate liquidity so that in the event that this happens, and as long as you're doing the right thing, then you get rewarded for it. And we need to make it easy, for people to become savers in this country instead of,
right.
So driven by, as you said, being a consumer.
Yeah. We can be contributors and not consumers. So
amen.
Much.
Amen. I think so. Well, we're going to have to hunker down. I like what some of these movie houses, some have offered to say, look, we'll stream the movie, and then you get a bonus after everything is in the clear. We'll send
yep.
you a DVD, and you can purchase the streaming.
Yep.
Of course, the next couple of days, I am Patrick. We'll see what happens there. That's going to be on a Fathom event. A great movie, by the way. Did you get a chance to see that?
I haven't seen it yet, but it's been on my list.
Terrific. So. You will love the movie. Great history there. Things that we thought we knew about the patron saint of Ireland. Hey, it's clarified. It's, again, somebody who's guilty of pursuing God with all his heart, mind, and soul. It's quite encouraging. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Adam, thank you for being with us, always.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people